pictures. I taught first grade, simple-minded, and he likes that. And he talks to me in pictures and things that say a lot more than, like I just told you with the bedroom scene. I don't have to say a lot of words. You got the idea because you've all done it. At least I hope you have, you know, because you can identify. Anyway, but the best lovemaking and the best intimacy with Christ is when you are looking in each other's eyes. I'm afraid to look it into you right now. You know? And you are one with him, your lover, and you're feeling him, and you're not thinking you're feeling him. You're really feeling him. And his heartbeat makes your heart just so joyful. And now that sounds a little mushy-gushy, but that's how he gets me to do whatever he wants. You know, that's how he flows out of me. When I'm in that place, you can feel him on me. And I told you I got where I actually took what I really believe was my very last breath. I thought I was crossing over. Nobody was in the room in the hospital in 2000. And some of you may have been on our list and prayed, and I thank God for you because I could feel the prayers because I am a chicken. And I had peace, total peace. And I said, I'm going to breathe you in, Lord. And at the time, I had pneumonia on top of the poisoning. It's a long story, but I really felt totally weak, and I didn't think I could breathe again. So I took the last breath and said, I'm breathing you in. Just what they talked about. But I literally did that. Okay? And as I breathed him in, he came through my whole being. To the point, like, you know, the stories where the hospital said, well, maybe you didn't really have pneumonia, even though the x-rays and they beat my back and I had the oxygen mask, you know, all the things that they treated because they thought that's what I had when they saw the x-ray. And I saw a vision when I took that breath, and it's interesting to me that I'm talking about it because I've never shared it publicly, but this was one of the colors, interestingly, and a lavender color and a white color of something that looked like a barbershop thing that's red, white, and blue and turns, but it had a pencil point on the end. Don't ask me what it means. I have no idea. But I saw it clearly, and it came through my bronchial tubes and everything, and my lungs, whatever. It did whatever. And from that moment on, I understood that our breath really, our literal breath, our spiritual breath, is from the Lord. And I'm alive because this wasn't my time. Or because I had to come to the end of that fear of death or whatever. It was just gone. Now, because of that surgery stuff, some things happened. I won't go into details because it's really not important. But they're pretty anal. Okay? And I had a lot of, and still suffer with something from that. But it's not suffering. It's just inconvenient. And because of that, I had to have some surgery finally and all this stuff. And it's stuff that keeps you humble. Let's just leave it at that. And yet, they couldn't do the surgery that I finally got the courage to have because the muscles in my body, in the middle, it's in your middle, in your innermost being, interestingly, are not strong enough. And it could kill me because of some other details I don't need to go into. Just trust me that it was gut-rending stuff. And God wanted to teach me something. He sent me to something called biofeedbacks. Go, it's fine. Biofeedbacks, I don't know much about. I don't know if you do or not. But they're teaching me to find this muscle that has not been exercised, if you can hear me, by the Spirit. This Christ that's in us. Okay? But in the natural, I had to find it first, you know, and I'm still learning to, and they literally hook up things on you so you can see if you're squeezing the right muscle. And this is the interesting picture that I want you to get. The muscle for women is the Kegel muscle, okay? You know what that has a lot to do with? Your climaxes, okay? And I hope I'm not embarrassing anybody because I'm not trying to be that way, but Brother John got me to be able to be real. And your climaxes are supposed to be something God gave you for great pleasure. And being in his presence, the way I'm talking about us radiating him, is going to be very, is very pleasurable. Because when you know it's him and not you, you've gotten to a place, I'm sure all of you, there's nothing better on earth. There's nothing better anywhere. But we get distracted.
Yeah.
We get distracted. And so he's got me in a physical position where I have to sit there and learn. It's got to be up, sorry. I have to learn to squeeze just that muscle. And all these years I thought I was squeezing that muscle, I was squeezing the muscles around it, like butt cheek muscles. Okay, we've got all got those. You feel them sitting there on these chairs. And I've been squeezing, like with Jane Fonda and the workouts and all the years I thought I was strengthening the right muscle, it was my flesh around it. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying without the details. And I would mix it sometimes when she hooks me up to the monitor. Now I'm strong enough that they can actually find it, you know, and show me that I am squeezing it some. But I'm